Video: James Carville wants to run a convicted pedophile against a Republican candidate. By Amy Furr on November 8, 2025. Democrat strategist James Carville is apparently not above running a criminal in a political campaign just to see if that person could win against a Republican candidate. Carville made his statement during a recent podcast episode of Politics War Room when he responded to a statement about Virginia. "By the way, if we won the attorney general's race, I'm personally going to find a convicted pedophile and run him in a race just to see if he could beat a Republican. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say they're convicted, a convicted pedophile. And by the way, the guy that was running against him ran a pretty good campaign," Carville said. On Election Day Tuesday, Democrat Jay Jones narrowly won the Virginia attorney general race against incumbent Republican Jason Meares, for Breitbart News. Jones's projected victory comes after a race largely characterized by a scandal involving text messages from 2022 showing Jones fantasizing about Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert and his children being gunned down. The texts were a major flashpoint, as Republicans pressured Democrats to revoke their endorsements of Jones and disavow his violent rhetoric, especially in the wake of the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. President Donald Trump had endorsed Meares in the race. At the time of his endorsement, Trump called on Jones to drop out of the race over his violent text messages. In addition, Democrat gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger won her race after refusing to revoke her endorsement of Jones when the text message scandal erupted. Prior to President Donald Trump's victory over former Vice President Kamala Harris, in November 2024, Carville said he was scared to death about the election and very concerned. He has since suggested a split in the Democrat Party was necessary for it to survive, saying, "And maybe we need to have a schism," Breitbart News reported in April.